among Cliff, did you see the holiday star a couple days ago? I forgot to ask you.
I did. It was really cool. Like, I'm kind of, I don't want to say like I'm a star nerd, but I like going outside and watching meteor showers and stuff like that. Have you ever seen the space station?
No. Is it a movie or like, are you
talking
about
the
actual
International Space Station? Yeah. There's an app where you can actually track where it'll be. And I've seen it a couple times. Like, it's way, way, way bigger than you'd think it would be. I mean, it's still teeny, teeny, teeny little dot up in the sky. Bleh, up in the sky. But you can legit see it just go whoosh across the night sky if you're in the right place. And it goes across. If you catch it on the right night, I think you'd actually see it multiple times because it orbits the Earth pretty quick, as I recall. But it's cool. Yeah, no, the Christmas star was really neat, too. So I'm kind of into that stuff. I like it. Did you check it out?
Yes, and I'm out in Iowa now. So unlike Seattle, where you have to kind of go far out to have the clear, bright sky, I didn't have to drive very far, which was super nice.
Very nice.
And it was exciting. I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so it was exciting to see it and experience it.
Well, I mean, it's going to happen again in 2080, so that's only 60 years from now. I could be 103 and still check that out. That can happen. Probably not.
I hope that for you, Cliff.
Thanks, Heather. I appreciate that. I'm not even sure I hope it for myself, but maybe. We'll see. We will see.
First of all, thank you for being the master of our Facebook page. I post something on Facebook like... I think I've probably posted 4 posts over the last 2 years, and you do the rest. So thank you.
Well, you've got to have a skill, and you talk good, and I can post things to Facebook. So it's like a symbiotic thing. It works out.
You do a good job too. So one of the questions you asked was about Christmas traditions. We've got a Christmas tradition that involves putting a stalk of celery in the middle of our potatoes. We did it for years and years and years and years at Thanksgiving and Christmas. No one understood why we were doing it. And then down the line, we finally realized that there was someone Irish that was in our family by marriage. And many, many generations ago, that Irish person by marriage put the celery in the potatoes because apparently it means good luck, money coming your way. So that was kind of fun. I found an Irish person here in Des Moines, Iowa that confirmed that it is a real tradition. And that person, that woman who married into our family, was not a crackpot.
I have a good friend who lives in Ireland. I'll have to hit him up and see if he makes weird little celery trees into his mashed potatoes too. That's fun though. I like those kind of traditions. My family as a whole doesn't have a ton of traditions. Like, we're not a big, like, anything. My grandparents had a lot of kind of Christmas traditions, but they didn't really survive the transition as much into our family. But I think a lot of them were, like, very Swedish-based traditions. So, like, unless you happen to actually be in Sweden, it was kind of weird here. We did have kind of a couple of traditional Swedish, Christmases when my grandparents would come out, though. Like, I remember one time my mom made a huge, like, Swedish Christmas Eve dinner that was really fun. But I think probably our biggest tradition that has been something that I did as a kid and then I've kept doing as an adult is we always eat Swedish pancakes on Christmas morning. And I think you have Norwegian pancakes, which are kind of similar, right? They're just kind of crepe things.
Yeah, essentially the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you do lingonberries in yours?
Mm-hmm.
No? Yeah. And so we do strawberries and whipped cream in ours. Yes. So we're not lingonberries, but they're close. Lingonberries are really good, though. I didn't have those until probably the first time I went to an IKEA. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say that's where you can buy them. Year, though, oh my God, my coworkers here are off the chain doing the way they do Christmas. Someone dropped off this case of blackberry homemade jam that I've been getting down on the last couple of days. I feel like I do the Christmas podcast. I dressed up in my Christmas stuff for the little party we did. But I feel almost like I'm not bringing it as hard as I should with these Iowa people. They know how to party here.
The Midwest is such a fascinating place. I lived in Michigan for a year, and there are things that they do there that I just find absolutely fascinating. Like, it's a really, like, I love living in the Midwest, like, just friendly people that really have a strong sense of community and a strong sense of family and tradition and fun. Like, I would absolutely move back to the Midwest. There are some really cool folk there. So I think you're going to like it there. That's what I'm going to say, Heather. You've lived there before, so you feel it, but that's cool. That's really cool. My Christmas this year is going to be like on Zoom because everyone I work with is remote. So we're having like my company sent out boxes of like candy and Christmas stuff and booze, and we're all going to get together.
Cool.
Tuesday or Thursday. And it's kind of weird because everyone I work with is on the East Coast. So like, the party's at like 4 o'clock their time, so like they can start drinking and having you know, fun holidays. For me, it's at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I still have like 2 or 3 hours of work to do after, so my choice is either to like work slightly buzzed or just watch everyone else drink and I'll just eat Christmas candy. It'll be fine either way. So
the really important question is, since it's on Zoom, Cliff, are you going to be wearing pants?
Probably, because I always worry that if I stand up, like, you'll forget. I did order, so we're having a ugly holiday sweater contest, and I'm not much for holiday sweaters. Like, I would never wear a sweater because they're just too hot. So I have a really ugly Hawaiian Santa shirt that I'm kind of excited about, so... You know, it'll all work out. I'm pretty excited about that. So it should be fun though. Like, they're a fun group of people even on Zoom. So, you know, it's different, but it's all right.
One of my friends is doing a Zoom Christmas party as well, and they asked for suggestions for what to do. And I was like, well, for a normal Christmas party, you can bring a guest, you can bring a date. So how fun would it be if you had like your 50 coworkers, but then you also had 50 strangers on your Zoom party? I think that is truly the recipe for an exciting Zoom That's Christmas funny. Party. So if anyone is still in the planning phases, I would encourage you to try that, because I think That's that could funny. Become really zany really quick.
I think that's actually something that is really smart to talk about, though. I think a lot of people are probably going to be doing Zoom stuff with their families. And I don't think there's anything more important if you're going to do a Zoom holiday party with your family than to actually plan some activities. Because I've been on a number of like, oh, hey, we're celebrating someone's birthday and we're all just going to call in and do a Zoom. Like, I've probably done 5 or 6 of these. And if there's not some sort of planned activity, it's literally just like 8 or 10 people sitting around awkwardly trying to talk and not talk over other people. And it, like, you know, 2 people can have a conversation and then 8 people listen, which is really weird and strange. So like, I would highly recommend, you know, if you're going to do Christmas, maybe you unwrap your presents on Zoom. Maybe you have some sort of Christmas trivia. Maybe you do, but like, have an activity, like, set up some ideas beforehand and like set a very clear, like, hey, we're starting at 10, we're ending at 10:45, because otherwise it'll stretch on for an hour and a half and the last 45 minutes will just be strange and awkward, even though you are related to all these people. And normally you could just hang out in a room, you know, for 4 hours with them. Set a start and an end time and like get some activities going. You'll be way happier. You'll be so much happier if you have that for your holiday party. I promise. So
very, very smart. And as you were describing 2 people talking with 8 people listening, I was like, are you describing every podcast in the world? You have 2 people talking, 8 people listening.
And I'll be honest, my Zoom calls are not as entertaining as the people that as we are. Like, that's what I'm saying, Heather, is that my Zoom calls, the 2 people talking, are not as much fun as we are. That's it. So do you want to hear about some other people's Christmas traditions? Go ahead.
I do, but I'm just going to throw this out there real quick. If you want Cliff and I to join you on your company Zoom call to make it more entertaining, we could be available for a donation to one of our favorite charities.
For my other podcasts, 200th episode, we actually did a big like two and a half hour Zoom call with a bunch of people that listen. And we did like trivia. It was super fun. I like emceed it. It was a really good time. So it is possible to have a fun Zoom call. It might be a little late this year, but next year we're 100% available to emcee your Christmas party. It'd be great fun.
We'll do anything for money for charity. Cliff, what are some other traditions?
All right. So these are actually ones that I put this out on our Facebook. I put it out on my personal Facebook and kind of asked. And I got a couple back. I thought these were really fun. So my friend Kristen says that on Christmas night, after everything with family is over, we go home, turn off all the lights except for the Christmas lights, and watch A Very Merry Christmas on Netflix while drinking gin and tonics. Do you have any like after Christmas? Oh. Like, you know, Christmas morning is a whirlwind and everything happens. Do you have any, like, after all that craziness happens traditions?
You know, my life is pretty fly by the seat of your pants these days. So the short answer is no. I've worked in, this is the first year in many years that I haven't worked for the Christmas holidays. For, as you know, we worked together for a Christmas radio station. I programmed a 24/7 Christmas radio station.
Yep.
And, you know, we love Christmas, which is why we continue our Christmas podcast, which was part of that station for a long time. But I was always kind of in professional mode. So this year, I feel like it's, I'm just going to see how it goes. Cause I don't know. I don't know who I am anymore, Cliff, outside of the Christmas radio station.
That's fair. That's fair. Before I moved to Seattle, we used to every, Christmas, you know, we'd get up and we'd go see Brooke's parents and we'd go and see, a lot of times her grandparents, and we'd see my parents and, you know, whatever. And then later in the day, we'd actually go over to my friend Mitch's house and hang out with his grandparents because he's got really cool grandparents and parents. And then we started getting, there's a breakfast burrito. Well, actually a Mexican place in Utah called Beto's that has just incredible breakfast burritos. They were so good. And they were like the only place open on Christmas. So for Christmas dinner, we'd have breakfast burritos every night. So that was kind of our post Christmas festivity tradition, but we don't have a Beto's here and Mitch's grandparents don't live here. So, although he does live here now, oddly enough. So he followed me from Utah out to, he lives like across the peninsula. I don't remember what city, but one of those ones over across the water a ways away. So, but let's see. I also have another, oh, go ahead, please.
Oh no, I was just going to say Kristen sounds really fun. So if she's ever like nearby, I would like to jump in on her G&T Bill Murray turn have off ever, all the lights action.
Have you ever seen A Very Merry Christmas? That is a weird movie. Like, it is a really, really weird movie. I watched it last year, and I think you probably have, like, being a little tipsy watching that movie would probably make it make a lot more sense. Like, that very strange and kind of cynical and weird, but interesting. So worth watching. My friend Jamie, who is Brooke's oldest friend, they've been friends since, I don't know, they were like five, I want to say. Like, they go way back. So I've known Jamie forever, too. Says that on Christmas Eve, they have Chinese food and then watch the Polar Express and get new pajamas. On Christmas Day, they eat Mexican food. And that night around 10, they make waffles and watch a movie. They watch the new Star Trek movies when we put up the Christmas tree on the day after Thanksgiving. And then on New Year's Eve, they eat fondue and play games while we wait for the ball to drop. And of course, it's not the holidays without Grandma's fudge and toffee. So they actually have more traditions in like 5 days than I have in my entire life. And I think that's really cool. Although the Polar Express is a kind of terrible movie. I cannot really get behind the Polar Express, but that's fine.
You are so funny. You are so funny, Cliff. I am. As soon as you started talking, the Chinese food, I was going to say, I know a lot of people that do the Chinese food, tradition and, sure. Apparently, it's very traditional for our Jewish friends to do Chinese food on Christmas as well. I think it's a great idea because you're also supporting local business on a day when they probably and hopefully expect to do a lot of business. So it's kind of a cool thing. I highly suggest Chinese food as often as possible.
Right. I'm not a big, I don't want to speak out of turn here, and maybe you can tell me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Seattle has very good Chinese food, but we have really good Thai and Indian food. So, you know, like it's the same kind of subcontinent. So it's all right. But there's no good Chinese food. So,
I just don't feel like any Chinese food is bad Chinese food. I mean, fair. Unless you're talking about like Panda Express that's been sitting around at the mall garbage. For 8 hours. Yeah. I mean, that's different. That's fast food level. But yeah, I love Chinese food, man. I might have to order some later.
You should. You absolutely should. What are we going to talk about next episode, Heather?
I want to talk about some last minute gift ideas that I have.
This is very last minute, Heather.
The wire, but these are things. No, these are things you can absolutely execute because I got you. Okay. I got you. If you just looked at the calendar and you're like, oh, my God, I need to do something. Here you go.
If you looked at the calendar and said, today is Christmas Eve, I need a gift, because that's what we're talking about, Heather. Christmas Eve. She's got you.
No, this I got you.
All right.